This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, hi everybody, Kate Delaney. Controversy with Donald Trump over some statements he made and his wife. A nude photo pops up in the New York Post newspaper, but there wasn't much comment from the campaign on the Trump, on a Melania Trump photo, and I'm not surprised. It seems like every time somebody's running for an office, even if it's the highest in the land, or they're in Congress and something surfaces, sometimes it's from a very long time ago, you can't even barely recognize the person. So does this rear up and bite Trump? I just don't think it's going to. I find that very hard to believe. But nevertheless, it's not over the nude photo. It's over the comments about Muslims that Trump is getting the flack for, getting criticism from the father of a Muslim U.S. Army captain killed in Iraq. Trump tried to clarify his remarks about the family of the late Captain Khan and tried to say he was a hero to our country and we should honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice to keep our country safe. He released that in a statement and said the real problem is the radical Islamic terrorists who killed him and the efforts of these radicals to enter our country and do us further harm. But this came on the heels of a broadcast where Trump was criticizing Khazir Khan, the late captain's father, after Trump joined the Democratic convention that nominated Hillary Clinton last week. So that left fodder for many of the Democrats, but even some of the Republicans jumped on to say that they certainly weren't against any particular people, and it goes back to that whole debate over who are you leaving out and who are you keeping in. Coming up this hour, let me give you the menu. True or false, Patrick Eggdorf joins us, and we go through some of the top stories, or do we? Sometimes truth trumps fiction. I'm telling you. You can't make up some of this stuff. You can't make it up. So then we move to Hillary Clinton and talk about what's going on with Hillary Clinton. And the upshot of it is servers, again, Democratic National Committee, they've messed up. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is gone, but there still are lots of questions surrounding some financial areas, and that's a big, big, big problem. Personally, I don't think it ends up toppling anyone, but again, just like I said with Donald Trump, it does give you pause. You're thinking about it, in other words. What did he say? I can't believe it. I find it very, very hard to believe. Don't get upset. You know what they say, don't kill the messenger. Don't kill the messenger. But remember that Mega Millions jackpot? Oh, yeah, that drawing that happened on Saturday. If you were looking for the call that you got $445 million, in your mailbox, think again and get some extra sleep. New Hampshire was where the winning ticket was sold. New Hampshire. So unless you're living there and you've got the winning ticket and you're trying to dupe us, then the answer is nobody's going to find out. Because, you know, you can be unanimous. Probably the best way to do that. Because if not, it's disaster. Oh, it's disaster all over the place. So speaking of disasters with the campaign in the rearview mirror getting to the convention, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump can set their sights on each other because they've got three presidential debates, September 26th, October 19th, and October 26th, and October 2 dates, the 9th and the 19th. So look out, world. I have a feeling almost anything and everything is fair game across the board. I mean, absolute fair game. And this is when it gets tricky. And you hear every year, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to resort to that. And every year, the people that are on committees to elect that person make sure they make sure it happens. Let's put it that way. In the meantime, we talk a lot about the race wars in this country, and I just don't get it, but I wasn't raised that way. I say that way. So it was never an issue. But for people who aren't, I understand it a lot more when you're raised in a certain environment. And what's really interesting, and I've heard him speak about this before, Charles Barkley is going to host a new show on TNT about race, class, and culture in America. So you have to love that. If it's done right, I can't imagine it won't find an audience. He does not back away from anything, and I mean anything. So we'll figure out how many people are going, what they're going to get, and when they walk away, how are they going to feel? Because it's ultimately, how do you feel? How do you feel? Boy, that is the $10,000 question, isn't it? So while we're on the subject of players, we are so close to regular season NFL. Can't you just feel it? Oh, how many teams do you juggle and how many is too much? I probably did too much in picking three, meaning they're not picked till Labor Day, but having to come up with three team names and do that whole thing, ooh. In organizing, forget about it. So, Charles Barkley in this new show, what he talks about is he wants to share his opinion. And they've approved the series for him to discuss this hot button topic. He's going to take on clarifying positions each week around hot button topics. He's going to look for the sharpest and most varied viewpoints. And the show is called The Race Card. And I love it. The Race Card with him as the main guy and pushing the traffic along. I can't imagine that they'll miss. I cannot imagine. All right, speaking of missing, in the world of sports, besides football, which reigns supreme, there have been a few moves in the world of Major League Baseball. Anything significant, we'll tell you about it coming up. Plus, true or false with Patrick Eggdorf. He joins us in a short while.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Favorite things to do is to bring Patrick Eggdorf on and see if we can stump him, but he's pretty hard to stump because he's always on ball, on target, always on the ball, and I think this is going to be another tough edition of it. And we just came back from that movie. We both just saw Star Trek for what it's worth, and we both said it's definitely go and see it with your family, with your friends, whatever, but it's pretty decent. So that one's out of the question. We won't say anything about that. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I am good. After 40 hours in a car, I feel pretty good.
That's a long time.
Have you ever done a road trip that long or that far?
I don't know about 40 hours. Actually, I don't know how far North Carolina is from Minnesota, but there was a trip from there to there, as well as a road trip down to Houston from Minneapolis.
Oh, that's not close. I don't know how many hours that is either. Did you go all the way through or did you stop?
I think we stopped halfway through. It was a long enough drive to definitely stop.
Yeah, it's good to stop. Even if you think you're going well, it's good to take a stop for sure. There's no question. I mean, it used to be people took long road trips. We don't really do that anymore with the price of flying. But then the problem is if you have to be somewhere, and you get stuck. And that was a rare, crazy, strange thing that happened to me. All right, true or false, Maryland has been overrun with water. We've seen that other Mother Nature can be really sad and ugly. It's what it is. And sadly, unfortunately, floodwaters just devastated a Maryland town. Is that true or is that false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
It is true. Sadly, two people even killed in this town. But, you know, we've seen this before. I've talked about this. That all of a sudden you have this wall of water and you're in the middle of it. Whether it's in a car, whether it's coming out of a driveway, whether it's in a low-lying area. I've seen it in my own, not too far from my neighborhood. And that's exactly what happened. It was in Ellicott City. It's a really historic, pretty area. I've been through it, actually. And it's that low-lying type of terrain that gets you caught, and that's what happened here. So Saturday night, they were just ravaged. Two people were killed. It was devastating to homes and businesses. And unfortunately, 7 inches of rain, nearly 8, which fell between 7 and 9 p.m. So usually when you have that kind of water falling that fast, that's what leads to all the problems, because it's just shocking what happens. And I saw some of the pictures. You had cars piled up on top of each other, out of buildings. And think about that. That's really early in the evening, and people are out, or people are inside waiting to go outside to scurry off somewhere and not realizing how bad it is. They had a lot of areas that just fell apart, you know, and they almost look like sinkholes. And I got to tell you, in just that short amount of time, I looked through a bunch of images that were out there, and it is a lot of these cars in this historic area where they're just mangled, parked on top of each other. Really, really a nightmare. I haven't seen those kind of photos. I've seen more of the flooding photos, but the aftermath here just destroyed areas, just really, really devastated. All right, let's move on to another one. So we go from the Maryland floodwaters to this story about the lottery. A lot of people buying Mega Million tickets because the lottery was up over $400 million. Somebody won the lottery over the weekend. True or false, Patrick?
I'm going to say true again.
True. Somebody in New Hampshire, we have listeners in New Hampshire, one winning ticket, $487 million Powerball, and they had all the 6 numbers matched. Wouldn't that be shocking? I just heard a story about somebody who won the big Mega Millions jackpot, and they were on the way to a youth game somewhere, and they hadn't really bought lottery tickets ever before, but they just said, ah, heck, I'll take a chance. And they did, and then they won, and they didn't want their names to be released. So somebody in New Hampshire has the winning ticket with 11, 17, 21, 23, 32, and the Powerball 5. Wow, can you imagine? What would that be like, Patrick, do you think, to win a lottery?
That would be a pretty life-changing event.
It would be. It would be life-changing. I mean, there's so much good you could do when you have a ridiculous amount of money, and not that you can't do that without money, you know, when you don't have a lot of money, but I would think that you would have to do something philanthropic because you just would have to. What are you going to do? Burn through all that? You could live on the interest alone, especially these super, super big numbers we're talking about. And they say the odds of winning are 1 in 175 million. Wow. That's minuscule. But somebody's got to win. Somebody has to win, and they do. They pull the numbers, and somebody wins, and that's it. That's the name of the game. What can I say? All right, here's another one for you in our version of true or false. The you know, in looking, it's coming off the heels of the campaign and Philadelphia and what happened in Philadelphia. In the Philadelphia airport, because that's where the Democrats were, in the Philadelphia airport, they had all kinds of cutouts of Hillary Clinton that were set around so that people could do selfies with Hillary Clinton. True or false?
I'm going to say true once more.
Yeah, and you're right. True. My family just was there on vacation, my brother and my cousins, and they sent me some photos of it. People were talking about it. They had them all over the city. Just, they might have done that for the Republicans, too, for Donald Trump. They might have done the same thing in Cleveland, but they had them all over the place, and people were doing that. And that was the idea, just get those, get the image out there. So they were just all over the place, all over the airport, anywhere you could possibly, you know, think of. Just absolutely crazy. All right, how about this? Sometimes when you're a ball girl, you have to do a lot more than just catch a few balls that are rolling towards you from a line drive. The Dodgers ball girl saved somebody who was using their phone from taking a hit to the head, a line drive at 108 miles an hour. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
Yes, it's true, true, true. People on their phones when they're sitting close, so dangerous. A spectator in the front row of Dodger Stadium was really saved on Sunday by a ball girl. This was a game between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. During the eighth inning, Brandon Drury just smashed a line drive foul toward the left field stands. The ball girl saw the baseball the entire way, made an unbelievable backhanded catch. She calmly caught the ball, handed it to the fan, and here's the thing. The upshot is, if she hadn't done that, hadn't made that catch, they say it would have just smashed right into a fan. Because you can see that the person has their head down looking at the phone. And without that sensational catch, it would have been a line drive to the face. Ooh, that's frightening to think of that. That has some mustard on it, as they say. And that would be a tough, not that you couldn't, but it would be a very tough way to have to shake something off. I think eventually they may add nets around the entire ballpark. All right, we continue drilling down this road of true or false. True or false. And here's our latest one, and it's this. In looking at going from the Powerball, which was huge for people, a skydiver fell 25,000 feet with no chute. True or false? True or false?
I'm going to say false.
False, no. Plummeting 25,000 feet, no parachute. Wow, it's a world's first. How do you survive that? This skydiver did. 42 years old. Good for him. Thanks, Patrick. See you in a few.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus. And I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682. The problem I have is with a hypocrite who, on one hand, takes gobs of money from the places that she then turns around and claims that she's working against. It's all just a big fraud.
That would be Reince Priebus talking about Hillary Clinton. So the swinging and the punching continues, obviously, on both sides. That's what happens in a presidential run-up. There every day something different drops out, whatever it is, emails with Hillary Clinton, the culture that's created, or some of what Donald Trump has said, what he takes back, what doesn't make sense, what infuriates other Republicans and Democrats. In the end, it comes down to numbers, my friends, and what happens in the three presidential debates. There are three of them. I've mentioned this before. Two of them actually go up against football games, which is so crazy, NFL games, or when you think of it, excuse me. And the first debate is at the end of September, and you can bet that there'll be, I think, a lot of people paying attention to that one. That's September 26th, then October 9th, and then October 19th. Those are the 3 days for the presidential debates. And what I want to know is are we going to see the unadulterated version of Donald Trump, or is something different when it's Trump and Hillary head on? Is it going to be issues driven? I find that hard to believe. But hey, stranger things have happened. I don't think so. I don't think that's what we see. But I don't have a crystal ball to tell you that exactly. I can only tell you what I know to be true. And what I know to be true is I know the Democrats are scurrying to get as much dirt as they can on Donald Trump, and I know that the Trump people are doing the same thing. That's politics as usual, and that's what, I mean, that's, you know, what we're seeing. So there's always going to be complaints on both sides. Who do the independents flock to, the Republicans or the Dems? Which direction are they going in? By the way, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says we have more material related to the Hillary Clinton campaign. He's saying we have a lot of stuff. He said this on Friday night from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he's been living in exile for years. And he said that that he admitted to last week's release of the DNC emails, which suggested that members of the party's national committee were plotting against Bernie Sanders in an effort to boost Hillary Clinton's star during their primary. But Assange is refusing to discuss where he got the emails, which they believe were obtained in a hack of the DNC servers by Russian intelligence. The Republican nominee, Donald Trump, has staked out, you know, an interesting position in as far as the Kremlin is concerned, but this was on purpose. Of course, it was on purpose in the maneuvering side of things. However, if there's another data dump, that boy, that could be, that's just more damaging to Hillary Clinton. You know, there's a movie coming out about Ed Snowden finally after all these years, because it's been a while since here he was employed at the NSA, hauled off with a whole bunch of top secret documents, and then the rest is history, as there was a slow leak and some really bombshell moments that were released. And somebody said to me in an email, are we ever going to put this behind us? And the answer is no. It's never going to be behind us because we're in an election year. This runs all the way right up until Election Day. You might disagree. And here's the question. If you look at both candidates and what both candidates are saying, who do you still feel there is no way you would vote for, and do you feel they're not electable? I know I've gotten some emails on it. We're going to go to the mailbag in our next segment, but I'm leaving the phone lines open for you at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283 to ring those numbers if you want to weigh in on Trump and Hillary Clinton. The answer is not the most obvious answer. Let's just put it that way. And this is tough because you have Democrats who don't want to support Hillary Clinton, and you have Republicans who don't want to support Donald Trump. So what do you do? Where do you find that middle ground when there really isn't necessarily that much middle ground? Right? Training camps in the NFL. As we zig and zag in a few different quick directions, because I know many of you are anxious for Nail the Score, yes, we will do our fun game, Nail the Score, always in an effort to try to come up with a winner, and we get so darn close, and maybe this will be the year that we get the winner we so desire, right? So maybe this is the year. To get you warmed up for that, a couple of quick things. One, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the quarterback for the Patriots to start the season. First four games. First one is the toughest. It's against the Cardinals in Arizona. Bill Belichick feels confident that Garoppolo is ready, and he was asked questions the other day and, you know, day three of training camp, whether Garoppolo, if he was really, really good, would he take the place of Tom Brady? And the answer is, I don't think so. He didn't say that, and he was just disgusted by the question. He just had enough of it, right? He said, no. I'm not even going to answer it. All right, also, from the NFL, Giants fans not excited to learn that Odell Beckham Jr. had to leave practice and he was injured. last place you want your players to be injured is in any kind of a preseason deal, starting with training camp, where somebody is knocked out for the season, or for any chunk of time. We certainly have seen that before. So when you hear that he left early, Odell, not good. If they get robbed of Odell, then that means the Giants will struggle in the beginning, certainly in the beginning of the season. He got cleated, and he has a couple of cuts, so I can't imagine that he's going to be back sooner rather than later. It's just inevitable. It wouldn't make any sense. Not good to be injured, to get hit by those cleats, but definitely something that could be, could be overcome with a shot and a slap on the back and blah, blah, blah. My favorite story coming out of the NFL had to be about the Lions corner, Darius Slay, who got a $50 million contract offer and was so overwhelmed. He's a great corner. Signed a four-year, $50.2 million extension. He had a terribly rough life growing up in Georgia as a child. And when he got the offer, when he was presented with the offer, supposedly he just cried. He tried to hold in his tears, but he couldn't. He shed a couple of tears. He really started to, he was really shook up by it, by the amount of, probably the amount of money, but that happened. However, it's just a great story about Darius Slay. It's just a great story. Because it's usually the opposite. We're all talking about, I can't believe he got that much money. Are you kidding me? How could that be? I can't believe it. But he deserves it. He has his own little mini island going on. And how important are corners in the NFL, especially with the way the players now are shaped, how tall, extra tall so many are, and with between their reach and everything else, it's really, really, really tough era for quarterbacks, no question about it. Really, really tough. And that's why that corner position, too, on the other side is so vital. To have somebody that can actually do something, make some kind of play, is living large. Let's put it that way. Living large. This also is something I've been thinking about today. And, I still look at the USA Today sports section because they give you little snippets of probably some of what we're already talking about, but significant enough. And with the, so as I look across the landscape, in doing that and looking at all 32 teams, well, anybody worth their salt and loving their home team is thinking, oh, they're going to win. They're going to win. I'll tell you who did win. The Texans won because DeAndre Hopkins is not holding out. Woo! The Pro Bowler receiver who had a tremendous year and really a team that struggled. He failed to report to training camp in the beginning of training camp, and he wasn't going to drag that out instead, especially because he's due almost $500,000 in a bonus coming up mid-week. You can slip in a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me an email, americatonight.net.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Wow, this hour flew. But before we go there, over the weekend, one of the rounds, the Saturday round of the PGA Championship, had to be suspended because of horrific, you know, rain, in and out rain. Meaning that your superstars had to play mostly rounds 3 and 4 on the same day. That's a lot of golf. Hackers, we love it, right? But for the pros, they were complaining about how much pressure there was. Listen to the guy who hoisted the Wanamaker trophy in the end, winning the PGA Championship and really earning it. And here's Jimmy Walker.
There's a lot of emotion going on out there. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's tough. Felt a ton of support from the crowd and the fans, and it was amazing. It really was. It was a battle all day.
A battle all day, and it was. I was watching the scoreboard to see what was going to happen there, and he took it. But it wasn't easy. That's a sweet win for Jimmy Walker, who's a very, very nice player. To win, you know, win a championship like that is a good thing, especially with so many that were right there on his heels. He hangs on for the win. He ends up with a 67 and a 68 for his third and fourth rounds. He finishes 14 under. Jason Day finished 13 under. So he's pretty darn close. And down the stretch, that was it. He had enough left in the tank. On that note, let's turn to all of you, because you had plenty left in your tank, as I got a massive amount of emails.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail time.
Mail's here.
Yeah. Mail time. All right, so let's go to our first one. This is from Joe in Arcadia, Florida. I've actually been through there. Great Antiques, a great tea room. It's awesome. I like it. It's a cool little town. Question is, who do I think is going to win the Super Bowl? Oh, I hate making those predictions when I haven't seen anything yet, because they're in training camp. We haven't even had scrimmages, really, and then preseason games. I'm going to say question mark, question mark, question mark. I'm not dodging the question, but I'd rather give a better informative answer if that's what you're looking for. So we will wait on that one. This one from Denny, who says, Kate, I was wondering if you thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, or you believe Donald Trump was going to win. Who do you think wins this election? That's such a dicey question. It's a dicey question because I guess too many people. I've heard just as many people in my life say they would never vote for Donald Trump and they're staying home. And then others that say absolutely they would, and it's time to shake things up. I mean, you get it. It's probably in your neighborhood, too, or I could be wrong, where you're hearing all kinds of, no way will I do that, and then it happens right and left. So I'm going to say it's what I keep saying. It's a coin flip. I don't think that I think right now nobody's pulling away in the polls, and that's when the polls matter. Day to day, it's kind of flipping in different directions. So this is not an easy election for Hillary Clinton. If she doesn't win this, she's done. I don't see any more presidential nominations in her future. 2008 and then springboarding into this, I'm going to say, I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, when you're driving in your neighborhood and you see all these trampolines in the backyard, you think, I wonder how high those kids are jumping. I have three neighbors that have trampolines, and two of them are on the same side for me. One of them, super, super nice trampoline. People are, it's just nice. And then on the other side, they have a little round trapeze, and still they're pretty good on it. So this new study shows that trampoline parks have jumped in popularity in the last couple of years, and so have visits to the emergency room. I was just reading this. They used to be under 600 in 2010, so think about that. I want you to think about this number, under 600, to almost 7,000 in 2014. Usually kids, but it doesn't have to be kids. Let's put it that way. All right, this one from John, who says, Kate, I was wondering, when you look around and you look at the landscape of, politically speaking, who has the better campaign people around them, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? I would say it's a split. I would say it's kind of a split decision, because they're both digging. They're both doing the traditional role of the campaign manager, and they got to juggle those balls fast. They got to get the right publicity. They got to get the right sound bites. They got to get the media in. It's nightmarish, is what it is. Not that I'm complaining. That's the reason why we live in a free and fabulous country, that we all have a voice, and you can use that voice. This one is from Eric C. Kate, sorry I missed you last week, but I'm sending you a note now. And I think when I look around, I'm so saddened by so much hateful writing that is thrown out, liberally tossed around like it's a piece of candy. And I think this is part of the problem in trying to separate classes and races. We just go backwards day in and day out, and that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Yeah, you know, it's again, I'll say it, too tight, too close. Not close here. There's a big problem. Got a note from Chad, who's listening to us in Memphis, who says, Kate, did you see the story about Miss Teen USA? Supposedly, she had a little verbal cue misstep. Yeah, hours after the pageant, Carly Hay was named the winner of the beauty pageant in Las Vegas. So Saturday night, they began referencing old tweets featuring the N-word from Hay's now private personal account. So they're trying to kind of, I mean, what does it mean? Does she admit what she's used in the past? Never thought she was going to be in that position. She's beautiful, blonde, but with kind of soft features. I'm saying that, of course, this is going to be the problem for any of the younger generations. The more social media you have, I mean, that's great. It can be to your advantage, but it can also be to your disadvantage for things that people post, say, try to be clever, and they misconstrue whatever it is, whatever it might be. So, interesting. I keep saying the same word. It's almost like a crutch word, but it's not. Let's just say, what did Confucius say? May we live in interesting times. And I would agree, we live in interesting times. That's for sure. All right, I mentioned some signings. There's still a few big free agents in Major League Baseball that are out there, like Chris Sale. He could get a lot of money. And there are teams that he has the first right of refusal on, but how tough is that? He's just trying to relax, take a breath, enjoy, and we'll see where he ends up. And of course, this would be full circle as his current team, where he's brought up anyway, was the Chicago White Sox. And now, he is just smoking the ball. That would be huge, a huge, really, loss for the Rangers if they passed on this guy. Because does he know how to speak? Does he have stories? Does he know how to pull it together and make it relevant? You bet, you bet, and you bet. And when I say young, I mean young. I say young for a pitcher in pitcher's years. Maybe it's a little bit different, but he's 27 years old, would be a megawatt, incredibly valuable to some team that's heading in a different direction with the playoffs, like the Texas Rangers, like maybe even the Mets, if they could sneak him in there. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this show. You can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.